I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Union nurses at UVM Medical Center in Burlington have voted to authorize a two-day strike if necessary. Lori Onchman is president of the Vermont Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals. She says UVM nurses want a boost in pay, but they want those higher salaries as a means to an important end.
Our salaries just aren't bringing the nurses in. So, yes, we're asking for a higher raise, but it's really to retain and to attract newer nurses and keep them in Vermont.
The union and the hospital have been in contract negotiations since March. A spokesperson for the medical center says the administration has been at the table for all bargaining sessions and says the talks can be successful if the sides use a mediator. Onchman says the nurses' bargaining committee will decide by June 29th whether a two-day strike will go forward. Their contract is set to expire July 9th unless an agreement is reached. Two Shelburne Farms employees became ill this morning after they ate marijuana edible candies left in a room by departing guests. One employee was discovered lying in the parking lot at the inn at Shelburne Farms. Both were transported to UVM Medical Center for evaluation. An investigation determined the candy they'd eaten was marijuana edibles, which looked like malted milk balls. Police say no charges will be filed against the guests who left the candy behind. State Treasurer Beth Pierce says Vermont faces serious fiscal setbacks if Governor Phil Scott and Democratic lawmakers can't resolve their budget impasse soon. Pierce says a government shutdown would prevent state agencies from providing critical services to Vermonters. She also says it's unclear whether her office would have the staff needed to administer pension funds in the event of a shutdown. The current fiscal year is set to expire at the end of June. Vermont has secured an additional $6.5 million from Volkswagen, the final state settlement stemming from the car company's emissions cheating scandal. Today, Vermont Attorney General T.J. Donovan said that $2.9 million will go directly to consumers who bought the offending vehicles. The remaining money will go to the state's general fund. Assistant Attorney General Meredith Chaudois says the state will work hard to ensure consumers are compensated.
We have a plan of VIN numbers and names and addresses and send out letters. If anything gets returned, we have a contingency plan to try to track those folks down. So we want to reach as many Vermonters who are eligible as possible and get them their money.
Vermont has already received over $20 million from Volkswagen and its affiliates. The state will use part of that money to fund electric vehicle charging stations. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight: showers and thunderstorms likely in the north, scattered south, lows from the mid-50s to around 60. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.